If we sound different, it's because we are.
K-Hits 96 FM.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago.
K-Hits 96 FM, the greatest hits of the 70s. Good morning, Jeff Davis, 638. Don't forget, we're broadcasting live this Saturday night from Riverport for the Who concert, and we have your Who concert tickets in moments. It's 72 at K-Hits 96 FM. K-Hits 96 FM, the greatest hits of the 70s, but you ain't seen nothing yet, baby, you ain't seen nothing. It's too hot for golf, it's too hot to fish.
Like I'd go fishing.
Make the bad man go away.
Oh man, the heat has just fried them brains.
6:42, Jeff Davis here, Channel 4's Trish Brown there, saying, sunny today, high about 95, heat index 104. Hey, we have controversy in the school system in Collinsville.
You have more news from across the river.
Yeah, more news from across the river. North Junior High School in Collinsville has hired a handwriting expert to get to the bottom of the grades of about 40 students that were bumped up before going into the computer at North Junior High. See, now, when we were kids, we were creative, and it didn't have all that computer stuff and all that stuff. You could bump up your grades on your own, generally get away with it until mom and dad caught you sometime about June and grounded you for the summer.
I tried it once.
And you know they knew about it about Christmas time. Yeah. No, they knew about it about Christmas time, but they waited. And they waited. And you thought you were getting away with something. And they waited. And they waited. And June rolled around, and school was out, and you were cruising the week. You know, you had your first week off, and they went, excuse us. That looks like that's been changed. I didn't do it. And blame it on your younger brother.
Of course.
And you wind up getting grounded in through
the
entire
summer.
Yeah.
Yep.
So then that made you mad because they waited on you. But apparently about 40 students had their F's changed to D's. Suspects are everywhere. The English teacher says he didn't do it. The school's principal also denies that he didn't do it, although he's admitted changing grades in the past.
What?
At least two others in the school also had the opportunity to do it. This sounds like one of those murder mystery things from, what's her name?
Wait, they think it's faculty? They think some...
Oh, yeah, they said the kids have no access to the grades.
Why would they do that?
Well, just to move them on, get them out of their classroom, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Good enough. Congratulations.
Hey, glad to have you.
Someone else's headache now.
So it's not kids, it's faculty or administrative.
Nice.
So they've hired a handwriting expert to figure this out, to see who changed the grades from an F to a D, which is one of the harder grades to change.
Yeah,
it's easy to do the D to the C, because you just erase that little curly thing.
Sounds like some of us have had practice at this.
Actually, I typically go the D to the B.
Oh, D to the B. See, I would never jump that far. Now,
well, it's easier.
My friend Dave, he changed his B to a C, because it was easier to go that way. Hey, Dave. But, you know, nobody caught him. Nobody suspected it. So we'll keep you up to date on the handwriting expert.
Good.
There at the Collinsville North Junior High. Let's keep you up to date on the traffic situation. This traffic is service of Computer Renaissance. Tim Gilbert with the traffic update.
Eastbound 270, you may slow a bit through the inner belt down to West Florissant. Crews are wrapping up some overnight construction there. Get them a goodie. I'm Tim Gilbert with this K-Hits traffic update. More traffic in minutes on K-Hits 96 FM.
Look, in the sky. It's a giant bag of popcorn.
Pop-5-5 at the Herculaneum exit, just minutes from South County.
Okay, it's 96 FM, 648 with Jeff Davis. Cardinals lose to the Padres 4-3. They'll do it again tonight, 7:05 game time. Channel 4's Trish Brown saying sunny today. High today, 95. Heat index, 103. 73 now at K-Hits.
Hi, good morning, K-Hits.
Hi, how you doing?
We're good.
I work a graveyard shift, and I was listening to you guys all night. Did you guys say that Eddie Money's playing a free concert at Union Station tonight?
Yes, tonight.
Really?
Yeah, the opening act go about 6:45, and Eddie will fly about 8.
Cool.
Okay. You get plenty of sleep now, drink lots of fluids, and we'll see you out there tonight.
All right, cool.
Okay, thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Late.
It's our free concert series under the train shed at Union Station, and Eddie Money starts it off tonight. I think I'm in love. I'm K-Hits. It's 96 FM, the greatest hits of the 70s. Eddie Money, Think I'm in Love. Yes, Eddie Money, free under the train shed at Union Station tonight. And I will say this, seen Eddie many times and known Eddie for many years. Eddie always plays hard.
Yeah.
He enjoys it.
Yes,
rock and roll.
You could tell, you know, yesterday.
It's just free rock and roll. That's just what it's all about. You know,
he's ready to go.
And so anyway, he'll be ready to go tonight, and it's the kickoff of our free concert series under the train shed at Union Station. Next Wednesday night will be Survivor. And then the following Thursday, the 31st of July, in fact, we know for a fact that Kelly has had all their albums since she had a Close and Play, and that was America. Well, we talked about the Close and Play yesterday, that the Who actually started their first concert tour the year that you were born, that Kelly was born. And she said, well, you know, I like the Who. I used to take my Metallica records and Black Sabbath records to kindergarten, and they'd play it on the Close and Play.
Well, backwards, of course.
Yeah, backwards, of course. So anyway, Eddie tonight, and you come out, get your blanket, get your lunch seat. I would suggest about 6:30 or so you can get a good location there under the train shed. And if we're lucky, and I think we will be lucky, once you get a breeze under the train shed, it makes it much more comfortable than being sitting outside, say, in the sun field of the ballpark.
I don't get to go.
Yeah, you're covering the ball game.
I have to cover the ball game. And hopefully
no, you really don't.
Dimitri will have his good glove.
Apparently last night, Tim was telling me that close ball game, they whipped the ball over to Dimitri at first base, and the webbing comes
right
out of it.
Through the webbing.
It goes right through his glove and air, and the next thing you know, we lose the ball game. So that's kind of sad.
Yeah,
you would think a guy making that much money could afford a glove.
Felt bad for him.
Well, okay.
Felt bad for Dimitri, and Tony was just beside himself.
A little pool of tear juice in your eye there?
Just
a little pool.
Slightly.
Okay, it's traffic as a service to Southwestern Bell Mobile. There's Mr. Tim.
Hey, coming in from Illinois, it's getting crowded in a few spots already. Westbound 270 rolling over the canal and Chain of Rocks bridges, but you're going to slow slightly at 367, and then it's starting to bunch up at the Interbelt as well. I'm Tim Gilbert with this K-Hits traffic update. More traffic in minutes on K-Hits 96 FM.
Better hurry. Sleep Station's going out of business sale and soon.
Charges and restrictions may apply. Service provided by Southwestern Bell Wireless.
K-Hits 96 FM.